Thanks to Avast for supporting Earn Your Happy. Avast new all-in-one solution. Avast One helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avast One at Avast.com. I just want to expand your mind to tell you that conversations are happening out there that would blow your freaking mind. And they're happening to people exactly like you. And the only difference is they're getting in on the conversations and in the rooms with the winners, and you are not. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And what I'm about to tell you is probably one of the most important things that I have ever shared on this podcast. Do I have your attention? I hope so, because this truly is a through line, a golden thread, something that I have directly associated and found and pinpointed to any of my success that I have had, any of the larger amounts of money that I've been able to make. And it is all because I put myself into the rooms where the conversation was happening, where the bigger money was being made, where the other people were winning. Let me tell you what I mean. When I first started thinking that I wanted to get into fitness competitions, it was not super popular at the time at all. I had to really research it. It was very early stages. There was pretty much just one group of women who were continuing to win over and over again. You guys, this was like 2007. So it was not like a very popular thing to do yet. And I had been researching it since probably 2004, 2005. And what I ended up doing is one day I was on the stepper in a gym, and I was kind of researching just all of these different things at the time. And I was reading an Oxygen magazine, which was a fitness magazine that was where all of the girls who competed ended up either modeling for or ended up on the cover. And I had come across an article, a Kathy Savage fitness article. It was talking about how she had a camp where she trained these people who were winning. She was training these women on stage. She was training these women to do the different fitness competitions where they do like the aerobic dance and strength holds and all of those things, teaching them stage presence, teaching them what it takes to be a winner, and helping them meal prep and do everything leading up to getting to the stage. And I had this moment, and this is before I had done anything with my life, you guys. Like, I had not accomplished a damn thing. I had bounced from job to job. At this time, I didn't even, you know, I hadn't graduated high school. I had zero proof that I was able to complete anything. And for some reason, in this moment, because I wanted to be on fitness covers so badly, I wanted to compete so badly because it meant so much to me as a little girl carrying these fitness magazines around, having them be my North Star, having that be what I wanted to do, that I was like, well, if I want to win, I need to train with the best. I need to train with somebody or be in rooms where they're making winners. Do you understand this? So this was the first moment in my brain that I connected. If I want to win, I have to get in the room where the winners are being trained, or go find the person who is helping create these winners and go be around the greatness to see exactly what they're doing. So that's exactly what I did. I booked my very first flight that I've ever flown by myself, and I went to this Kathy Savage fitness camp where I got to be in the room with the winners. I got to see what it looked like. I got to feel it. I got to hear what they were thinking. I got to be trained by the person who was training them. And although my journey was extremely long compared to other people in the fitness world, I took about 4 years in order to win competitions, which is also amazing. I don't want to downgrade the fact that I ended up becoming a three-time world champion in the competitions that I competed in, which had never been done before in 1 year. And I can tell you that that's a direct correlation of continuing to only put myself in the room with winners. And there's something that I want to tell you with this, because it's going to be a through line of all the other stories I tell you. if I hadn't been in the room with those women and hadn't had conversations with the women that were winning, this would have never, ever been on my radar. It would have never been possible to me. I would have never had those moments where I'm sitting next to the girls who are winning saying, wait, I'm just like them. I have the same struggles that they do. And that's what happened in these rooms, is that it wasn't just about them being trained and them winning. It was, I got to see that they were regular people who had the same struggles as me, because we were all having real open conversations. And instead of just talking about the struggles, we talked about how to support each other within those struggles. So as you can see, this is a direct reason why I even thought that this opportunity was possible for me, is because it was possible for them. All right, fast forward. Next one. After competing in fitness competitions, I had found network marketing through a client of mine who had consistently shared this opportunity with me. And while I thought that's for her, that's not for me, she shared it for one full year with me before I even decided to try the product. What ended up happening is, because this amazing woman kept consistently sharing it with me, it kind of broke me down after a while. And the thing that got me to do it, this is so important, especially for all of us ladies who are listening. Avast is a global leader in cybersecurity and empowers you with digital safety and privacy, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you connect. Enjoy the opportunities that come with being connected on your teams. Avast new all-in-one solution, Avast One, helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avast One at avast.com. We're connected 24/7, but are we ensuring that our devices are protected? The last thing we want is to deal with trying to recover documents, content, personal memories from a laptop that gets completely hacked. Avast One's antivirus and smart scan keep my laptop completely safe from viruses and malware. The antivirus feature stops viruses and malware from harming your devices, and the smart scan feature finds and removes those viruses and fixes the most common issues through this optimization scan. I know it feels like just another thing to do, but it's so important. And I also feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Taking major measures like installing Avast One saves you so much time and stress down the road. And it's so important for the safety of your business and all of your personal memories. That's why I love Avast One and all the useful features it provides. Avast prevents over 1.5 billion attacks every month. And with Avast One, you can confidently take control of your online world without worrying about viruses, phishing attacks, ransomware, hacking attempts, and other cyber crimes. Learn more about Avast One at avast.com. One week, she showed me her check. And this was a time when we were hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. I was trading time for money with training, and I could not make more money unless I somehow pulled more time out of thin air. And I just felt like I was hitting a ceiling. I did not know what else to do in order to make more money. I had started an online program. I was like, okay, I can sell more programs. I can maybe start these different, you know, meal prep programs as well. And while that was a great idea, and that actually went on to be really successful after me consistently figuring that out after 9 years, and that has the same correlation, actually. This has the same story. But what ended up happening is, she showed me that check. She was like, okay, here's the deal. If you're not going to just try it because I'm convincing you, I also want to see if you'd try it because of this. And in 1 week, she made $13,000. And for me, I was like, I've never even seen that amount of money after months. And that was it. This is why we have to not only get in rooms with women who are successful, we have to have the conversations with them about what they are making and what we are making. If we do not disclose our numbers, we will never try to hit those numbers, and we will never think it's possible for us. So what happened for me is, because she just happened to be doing so amazing in the company, better than majority of people in the entire company, because these results are rare, I immediately thought, well, if she's doing that, I can do that. Like, this is somebody in my life who we talk every single day. We're so alike. There's no differences, right? She's just willing to work hard. So am I. I can learn from her. So she ended up teaching me, and we went on to be top earners in the company and still are to this day. So that's another direct correlation, sharing numbers. You must share your numbers. So from there, I got into rooms where people were selling courses for personal development. I got into masterminds where they were regularly writing books and publishing them. In fact, one of the masterminds that I was in, Jack Canfield's mastermind, there was a woman in there whose job was to write a romance novel a week. And for me, that made me say, okay, does book writing have to be as hard as this other story that I'm hearing nonstop? Or could I really learn from this person about how she collapses time and writes books in a week? Now, that is not normal, obviously. But because I was in the room with her, it seemed a little bit more normal, which is a story I'm telling myself right now because I want to write another book, where I'm like, okay, let's start learning about how these people who have written books faster have done it. So I'm only going to get into rooms with those conversations so that they make it possible for me. All right, but back to the personal development, back to the books, back to all those things. I inserted myself into a room where people were having events. They were charging larger amounts for their coaching and for their events and for their courses. And I got into this conversation around numbers and what that looks like. So all of a sudden, these larger numbers out there became possible for me because I got to learn how they were doing it. And also that it was possible to charge this amount and you just have to get right with it. Now, this took so many years, you guys, for me to actually really learn this, but the accelerator was getting into the rooms. I probably have 20 more examples for you, but I want to share a fairly recent example for you where two of my recent examples with Light Pink would have never been possible for me if I hadn't gotten to sit down and listen over and over to the conversation with some of Chris's friends about them raising money, starting companies that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and also exiting and selling these companies for $20 million, $300 million. This conversation would have never even come up for me if I wouldn't have said, wait, I'm at dinner with these people. Frequently. They're always telling me about what it looks like. They're telling me that they're not doing it all themselves. They're telling me that they hired this amazing person who helped them hire these amazing people to help surround themselves with the skill sets that they don't have. Wait, I'm learning all of these inside tricks or these inside scoop about what they're doing to grow their company and who they need to even get it here and what conversations they need to be listening to and who their mentors are and how they're doing this. And it would have never been possible for me to raise this money if I wouldn't have been in on those conversations with the winners who are doing it, with the people who are winning, with the people who are doing it. So if you are not in these rooms, it is not going to be possible for you, right? Just like if I go back to network marketing, when I decided that that was going to be a modality for me to help get us out of debt. You know, when Chris and I decided that, the woman who got us into it was like, look, you have got to go to the events. And I was like, why would I go to these stupid events? Like, honestly, that's what I was thinking is I don't want to go to these events with all of these crazy network marketers. This was my thought. That was a big ego thought, you guys, at the time, because I wasn't into network marketing. I was like, I'm going to do it my way. I don't want to do it the way where they exhaust their family and people don't want to have them over for holidays because all they do is sell to their family and X, Y, and Z, all these things that these stories I had in my head about network marketing. Obviously, I don't anymore. Obviously, I think it's an amazing vehicle. And she was like, you just got to go. Trust me, something is going to change for you there. Sure enough, went to the events, saw hundreds of women crossing that stage, getting awards for becoming, you know, six-figure earners and becoming millionaires. And at the first event, we shook on it, my husband and I, and a couple other people who we had brought with us. And we're like, we're going to become millionaires in this company at that event because we saw so many everyday people just like us. And it made it possible. We talked to them. We asked them questions. And that was it. I believe it was the next year that we ended up surpassing seven figures within that company. And it all stemmed from getting in those rooms and seeing what was possible for us. You got to get in the rooms with the winners and talk to them and figure out how they are winning. Learn everything that you can. Fast forward to now, I am wanting to write another book, and I only want to write this book if it is truly going to pay me the amount that I want. And I had a number in my head, and it wasn't until I talked to a friend of mine who recently got a book deal who told me a number along with another woman who got a book deal who told me a number. And that was it for me. I thought, I can't believe that I went with such a low number because their numbers blew mine out of the water and they reset me. They reset me to not only find the people who helped them, but they reset me to want to get this book out in a really big way, want to market it in a big way, and to get that higher number. And that conversation would have never happened if women did not help and share and show. And if you can't, obviously for reasons regarding your contracts and regarding agents and things like that, you don't want to share that just out publicly necessarily. But if you're not sharing them with friends who want to do these things, or you're not getting in rooms or masterminds talking about these possibilities and numbers, you might just leave hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on the table, or tens of thousands or hundreds of dollars, you guys. It doesn't matter what level you're at. I just want to expand your mind to tell you that conversations are happening out there that would blow your freaking mind. And they're happening to people exactly like you. And the only difference is they're getting in on the conversations and in the rooms with the winners, and you are not. So I hope that this lights a fire under your ass to go and get around the people who are winning and doing what you want to be doing, so you can hear these conversations and it becomes possible for you. And it demystifies that these people are any different than you, because they are not. You might even have a story that might be able to reach more people. You might have a story that you just haven't learned how to tell it correctly yet. You may not have a story, and that might be your story. We are so stuck in these small-minded ways of thinking because we are not expanding into the rooms where the big thinkers are. So it will not become possible for you because you become your environment. So right now, if you look around at your environment and it is not having these bigger conversations and it is not up-leveling you, you cannot surpass that on your own. You need to go and either listen to podcasts, read the books, go get in the rooms, find a mentor, join a mastermind, go to the events. You have to do this. You have to invest in yourself. It doesn't have to be a ton of money right away, but I'm telling you, the stories where I hear about people selling their TV or selling their couch or whatever that is to go and get in the rooms, it works. It works. In fact, the woman who got us into network marketing, she literally slept on floors in hotel rooms to get to these events at first. So you guys, I want to pull all excuses away that if this is something that you want to do, to not cling on to those stories, right? To not cling on to those excuses. Because I just read a quote that said, anyone with excuses is not going to get to where they want to go, because it literally is going to be the thing that you're choosing. If you're choosing an excuse, you can't choose your future. If you're choosing your excuse, you can't choose your future. So I'm sending you guys so much love today. I can't wait to see you in the rooms. I can't wait to be in the rooms with you. If I'm in the rooms and you're finding the rooms, we'll find each other in those same rooms. So I just can't wait to celebrate all of the things that you are going to blow the top off of, that you are going to blow your own mind, that it's even possible. These are conversations that are so big that you won't even believe that you're having them or that you're in them. And when you find yourself in them, the thing that I pray for you to do is to not think it's for someone else. But the fact that you have found yourself in that room, there is no possible way that the universe or God put you in that room without the capability of it being possible for you. You have to trust that. In the beginning, you have to trust that if you find yourself in those rooms, if you made your way to the rooms and the conversation with those people, that you are meant to do the things. It's impossible not to have a vision, right? That you are not meant to do, that you're not capable of doing. You just have to piece it together piece by piece and be patient, because this stuff does not happen fast. I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy.